Pitch comes home, and that's a hard ground ball just foul past the third base bag. Understand we might have been having some technical difficulties. We apologize for that. We are on the air now. If you're just tuning in, you haven't missed much. We are in the second batter of the game. Game three of a six-game series between the Mets and the Tortugas. Colin Hout began with a single. He's on first. Ronald Hernandez is at the plate. Adam Cerwinowski's pitch home is a blooper on the infield, and that's going to be caught by the first baseman and then dropped, but Hauk had to go back to first, thinking it would be caught, and he's going to be forced out at second. So Jack Moss dropped the pop-up, but with Hauk standing pat on first base, thinking he would catch it, which was absolutely the right thing he should be doing, he's forced out at second by about 60 feet. So Hernandez, he'll be credited with the fielder's choice, 3-6. And Hauk is off the bases. In the Mets, you'd probably rather have Hauk running than your catcher. Here's a fly ball by Baez into center. Faltin is there to make the catch. Two outs. So, okay, if you're just logging in, hearing the broadcast, thanks for coming along tonight. We have two outs and a runner on first in the top of the first. We expect this to be a pitcher's duel. Adam Cerwinowski, the 19-year-old lefty for Daytona, has not given up a run in 12 innings. And Jonah Tong, the Mets starting pitcher, has not given up an earned run in 12 and two-thirds innings this year. That's your starting pitching battle. Chris Suero at the plate. First pitch to him is inside. Good stop by Burns. Mets lineup is Hauk, Hernandez, and Baez at the top. Then Suero, Morabito, Machado, the middle three. Mercado, Antonia, and Mosquera, the bottom of the order. A pickoff, and Hernandez is caught. Cerwinowski, the lefty, nice pickoff move. And that is now the sixth time in this series the Mets have made out number three, running the bases. Jonah Tong time when we come back on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. No score.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald back with you from Daytona Beach, Florida. Beautiful day for a ball game. First pitch temp, 76 degrees. It is clear, no rain in sight. Good to go for nine innings, and can't wait to see this young man start hurling the ball. Jonah Tong facing Carlos Sanchez. What does Jonah have in store for us tonight? And he throws a fastball right over the top for strike one. Tong has been a revelation in the Florida State League this year. 27 strikeouts, two more tonight, and he takes over the league lead from his teammate, Jack Winninger. Pitches too high on Sanchez, and he struck out 27 batters in 12 and two-thirds. It's crazy talk. He does not. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. High fastball at 93. Beautiful thing about Tong is he can throw his fastball anywhere from 90 to 95, whatever he wants. And he comes over the top of the big curve. He's been adding a cutter. Some points in time this season, he's just toying with guys. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. Sanchez goes down. That didn't take long to tie Winninger for the league lead. One batter, one strikeout. Jonah, in 4 1/3 innings against Daytona on April 7th, struck out 11. Again, that's 13 outs, 11 strikeouts, including 6 in a row at one point. And 8 out of 9. Ricardo Cabrera, the DH, at the plate. And he will break his bat and line one over Suero's head at first into right field. Broken bat single. And Suero playing a little bit shallow at first base. Just watch that one sail over his head, landing just in the cut of the outfield turf. Again, all artificial surface here in Daytona Beach at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. One on, one out. Dominic Battelli at the plate. Battelli, 5 strikeouts in this series. Mets have pitched him well. He's not had a hit in this series. He basically came into the series as the top hitter in the FSL. That now belongs to Nick Morabito of the Mets. First pitch is a ball high. 1-0 pitches fouled back overhead of the press box. 1-1. No score. One on, one out in the bottom of the first. It'll be Burns next, then Eastmith Pineda, Yerlin Confidon, Johnny Ascanio, Jack Moss, Trey Faltine. That's the order for the Tortugas. Runner goes, pitches a ball, throw to second base, the tag, he's out! Good throw by Ronald Hernandez to gun down Cabrera. Mets needed that. They've been stymied trying to throw out runners this year. That was just their 5th caught stealing. And that erases the one-out single. Good throw, strong throw by Hernandez. Battelli waits on this pitch, and it swung on and missed for a strike. Previous pitch was a ball. Base is empty with 2 down. Song working from nearly the middle of the rubber. Comes set, pitch home, up and away. Count is full. Payoff. Fouled away. Three-two coming again to Battelli. Hong's been heavy on the fastball here to start. Pitch home, fly ball, center field. Running back is Morabito, still going back, over-the-shoulder grab, inning over, as momentum takes him onto the track. Good start for the Mets on the mound and in the field. Had a strikeout, a pickoff, a nice running catch, and we have played a scoreless first, as expected, with Sorwanowski and Tong pitching tonight.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible. with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Second inning at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Very entertaining series so far through two games. Mets 4-0 winners on Tuesday. Did not play a great game yesterday. Still had a chance to eke out a win, but Daytona got him in the bottom of the ninth. As Chris Suero gets a redo at the plate and swings and misses out a breaking ball in the dirt. He was at the plate when Hernandez was picked off first, so the Mets will have to be cognizant of that pickoff move by Cerwinowski. Looks like a good one. 0-1 pitch is grounded to third. This is going to stay fair. Patelli from foul ground. Not in time. Whoa. The first baseman, Moss, comes off the bag. Here comes Julio Murillo to argue with Cameron Jones. Jones missed this one. Suero was out by about a step. So, surprised with a safe call, and then the umpire signals off the bag. Didn't look like Jack Moss was. Now the umpires are going to get together. Well, if this call is overturned, the Mets are not going to be happy, but it's going to be the right call. Because that's the first baseman's call. First base umpire's call. Oh, they're going to stick with it. After discussion, that's the right thing for Richie Arredondo to do. It's the first baseman's call. So, if it doesn't sit right if the home plate umpire overturns it. And now, I don't know why Cameron Jones thought that Moss was off the bag. And Julio Murillo arguing adamantly. But safe call. The umpires get together. They stick with the call. It's not changing. Julio's just going to be out there and speaking his mind. This is going to have to be an error on Moss. Unfortunate for him, he did nothing wrong, really. Now we have another Tortugas coach, Osman Melendez, giving his opinion of the home plate umpire. So let's see what the Mets can do with this. A gift from the Blue Crew. The batter's Nick Morabito. That was a nice play by Patelli. Foul ground across the diamond. There in time. Them's the breaks. Time called. Late. Who called it? Morabito called it. Cerwinowski holding the ball long, and Nick maybe feeling stuck. Uses his one timeout. And then grounds one to short. Throw will go to second in time, and that's the wrong call. Suero forced out at second after a delayed throw by the shortstop Sanchez. He looks safe. Cameron Jones having himself a timeout there, umpiring tonight. Morabito, a fielder's choice, 6-4. So I guess the Mets still up in the inning. Runner on with one out. Yeah, not a great throw by Sanchez. Took too long, the shortstop, to throw to second. Looked like Suero beat the throw there. There's the ball fouled back by Fabian Machado. Got a lot going on this inning. Didn't even get a chance to talk about Nick Morabito, who comes into the league, leading the league, and comes into the day leading the league in batting average, OPS, on base, second hits, fifth in slugging. 0-1 at the fielder's choice this point in time as Machado swings late on a fastball. Now, Fabian Machado on the IL in the Jupiter Series. Off the IL yesterday, first game back, he's behind 0-2. Morabito's running, pitches outside, throw by Burns, too late and high. Nick Morabito has his third steal of the series. Again, Daytona does not surrender many stolen bases. Morabito has close to a third of the stolen bases against the Daytona Tortugas this season. That was an easy one. So he's in scoring position. Machado took that pitch for a ball. It's 1-2. There's no score in the second. Pitch home, too high. Machado was a struggle before he went on the IL. In four games, he only hit 143 Had a four strikeout game. Let's see if he can shake off any rust. Waiting on a 2-2 pitch. He strikes out on the fastball. Two down. That's been Machado's issue this season. 11 strikeouts and now 15 at-bats. And it might take him a while to get going after missing close to 2 weeks. Starling Mercado, his first game of the series. First pitch up and in. And Mercado was essentially becoming an everyday player, but with Jeffrey De Los Santos rehabbing, that takes away a spot. He's had to wait a couple of days to make his series debut. 1-0 pitch. Slider away. Good take. 2-0. No score in the second inning. Mets have a runner on second base with two outs. Serwinowski using the middle of the rubber. Coming set, delivers home. Swung on and missed. Big cut by Mercado. Or strike one. Serwinowski, just 19 years old. He was a 15th round pick by the Reds in 2022 out of Eastside Taylor High School in South Carolina. Check swing. And Mercado went around. Serwinowski has not given up an earned run this year in now 13 and two-thirds innings. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch is fouled back. Mercado gets a piece of the fastball at 94 to stay alive. Tough matchup for Mercado, the lefty. He's the only true lefty in the lineup tonight for Yukari De La Cruz. Switch hitter Hernandez. Breaking ball, strike three. Good slider on the corner and a grimace from Mercado. And back-to-back strikeouts for Serwinowski. Once more, Beto reached second base. No runs, no hits, one error, one stranded. Mid two, no score from Daytona Beach.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Jonah Tong back to work in the second. Strikeout, caught stealing, and a flyout in the first. And this is the second time Daytona's getting a look at him this year. See if they can make any adjustments. Connor Burns, a hero last night, many people's eyes, takes a strike. Burns came off the bench. One out, nobody on in the ninth, down a run, worked a 12-pitch walk, epic at bat. And the momentum totally turned in favor of the Tortugas. A couple minutes later, they won the game. Pitch is outside, it's 1-1. Not the first time Burns has burned the Mets this year at a three-run homer in the first game of this season. Mets able to overcome that, win in extras. 1-1, Tong gets the half swing, or strike two. Tong, 20 years old, from Markham, Ontario, Canada, drafted in the seventh round, 2022, by New York at a Georgia premiere in Statesboro, Georgia. Not much out there in Statesboro. Pitch is fouled away. Yeah, that's south and east of Atlanta. Kind of in no man's land. Good athletes out there, though. Pitch coming home. Breaking ball. Struck him out. Pitch in the dirt. There was the slow curve in the mid-70s. Strikeout number two for Tong. Through four batters. Finally unveils that breaking ball. Neesmith Pineda comes up next. First pitch. Called the ball. Tong's first game of the series was against these Tortugas, the 11 strikeouts and four and a third innings, and he pitched just as well down the road in Jupiter in a 14-1 win as he gets a fastball by Pineda. Four innings, one hit, no earned runs, three walks, 10 strikeouts that day. Then he pitched the final four and a third innings behind Austin Tresser last Friday. No walks, six strikeouts to get the win. Expect to see Tresser following Tong tonight. His ball is fouled away. Tong and Tresser combining for that nine-inning masterpiece over Tampa, and they do it again. The 0-2 pitch coming to Pineda, and he strikes out on the curve. Down he goes, too. Back-to-back strikeouts, and Jonah Tong has racked up three strikeouts through five batters. Yerlin Confidant is up. Left-handed bat. Daytona's offense has been scuffling all season and in this series. And look, they scored yesterday two runs in the ninth. Couple of walks in there, a double, and a little league home run. It's not like they put together some great offensive inning, helped out by the Mets. And all it took was a couple of good at-bats as this ball's fouled away, but we're up to 19 innings now. Daytona has come to the plate this series. They've only scored in two of those innings. Three runs in the second yesterday, two in the ninth. They were shut out through the nine innings on Tuesday. This is a tough pitcher for Daytona's offense to try to dig out of a slump as this pitch misses inside. Looked pretty good. Trackman had it as a strike all the way. Instead of strike three, it's one and two. Tong's pitch fouled away. Confidant climbed the ladder to get a piece. No score, two outs, nobody on base, bottom two. Tong peers over his mitt. Modified windup, throws this pitch that's fouled off past first. Suero snags it anyways. Confidant putting up a good fight. Had a present from the umpire. Ball one in the strike zone instead of strike three. Tong's 1-2 pitch. Curveball. Too high. This one does appear to be the right call. 2-2. Letting that pitch clock wind down. The pitch home. Foul back. Confidon still battling. Connor Burns type of bat. Pong trying to put him away. 2-2 pitch inside, and it's a full count. Two strikeouts in the inning. Confidon fights back from 0-2 to make it 3-2. Payoff pitch on the way, and it's grounded sharply out to second and booted by Mascara. That'll be an E4. Well, for some reason, Mascara had that ball lined up between his feet and at the last second darted to his left and tried to play it off his foot. And it went up his glove. I'm not sure why he chose to do that. It was hit right at it. Sidestepped. And a very gifted infielder makes an error. So the inning will continue for Escanio. Pickoff throw, not in time as Confidon gets back. I don't know if it was just hit so hard that Mascara didn't feel comfortable getting his whole body in front of it. And he definitely slid one step to his left. And the ball went off of his glove. Confidon trying to steal, and he will. Ball gets to the backstop. Confidon around second and goes back. This will be a wild pitch on Tong. So he got an error and a wild pitch. After a consecutive strikeouts, and now Tong's got some work to do against Escanio. Get out of this inning unscathed. Time called. Who called it? Mets catcher Hernandez. Tong again looks back to second. Pitch comes home. Whew. Missed low. Just below the knees. 2-0. Foul back, and it's 2-1. Again, this inning, strikeout, strikeout, 0-2 pitch in the strike zone, not called, strike three to get out of the inning. And now Tong's had to throw these, gosh, must feel like 10 extra pitches at this point. A 2-1 pitch is hooked foul past first, bounding down in the Mets' bullpen. Perdomo will handle that. Two balls, two strikes. And Escanio right on top of it. Too quick. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, no score. Tong set, pitch home. Swung on and missed. And a fist pump from Jonah Tong. Climbed the ladder with the fastball at 94. And he does get a third strikeout of the inning. Four strikeouts through two. Works around the air in the wild pitch. We go to the third inning, scoreless from Jackie Robinson Ballpark.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We calculated up here in the press box that Jonah Tong threw 11 more pitchers after the missed call that would have been strike three to get him out of the inning. So we'll see how that works with the trickle-down effect. He's at 35 pitches through two. Meanwhile, Adam Cerwinowski, 21 pitches, 15 strikes through his two inning. Back to work facing Donovan Antonia. Begins him with the breaking ball for strike one. And a pitch or a strike on the outside corner. And it's nothing in two. Antonia, like Machado and Mercado, not a lot of playing time this year. This pitch is high and away. Antonia, this is his 12th game. He's only 2 for 27. Trying to get the bat going. He fouls this one away. Two pitches, swung on and missed. Fastball right down the pipe, didn't catch up to it. And that's three straight strikeouts for Cerwinowski, Machado, Mercado, and Antonia. And it brings us to the nine hitter who is treated like a second leadoff hitter in Diego Mosquera. And that's order on a daily basis. Really, it's 6, 7, and 8, and it's more like the bottom of the lineup. Mosquera with some speed, some contact. He's batted leadoff, slide him in there, number 9, and he fouls this one away. That Mosquera yesterday, 1 for 4 at the single. Fouls this one off. A loud crash off the press box. And it's nothing in two. They're scoreless in the third. No 2 pitch from Cerwinowski. Grounded to the hole at short, and it's picked up by Cabrera, the throw to first. Oh, good play. Correction, that's Sanchez. Now, Patelli slid in front of him, missed it, and Sanchez stuck with it. Screened by his own teammate. Once that got by the sliding Patelli, thought that was going to be an easy hit for Mosquera with his speed, but Sanchez makes the play. Best defensive play of the night. Either way. So back to the top of the order, and Colin Houck, who started this game with a single. One of just 2 hits in this game between the Mets and Tortugas. He's then forced out on a fielder's choice. First pitch, check swing, on appeal, didn't go. So Houck, starting to come around, talked to him on the post-game show. You saw that on Sunday back home on Bally Live. Finished with a good weekend. Out on base 4 times yesterday. He singled here today. Takes a strike. It's 1-1. And a hard ground ball to third. Stabbed by Patelli. Throw across the diamond is good. It's a quick 1-2-3 inning turned in by Adam Cerwinowski. He's held the Mets off the board. That's his first 1-2-3 inning. Not much of a break for Jonah Tong. He's already walking back out to the mound.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
It's scoreless in the third. Stands continuing to fill up on Thirsty Thursday in Daytona. Daytona staple. Starting to crowd into the Budweiser bullpen bar. Years ago when it was the Daytona Cubs here, it was a scene, man. Jonah Tong's first pitch to Jack Moss is a ball. His second pitch is fouled off. It's 1-1. And it's on a long top of the second, or correction, bottom of the second. Only faced four batters, but Confidon's that bat went long. And when you strike a lot of guys out, that can eat the pitch count as well. 1-1. Foul tip for strike two. And Tong, he sees something behind home plate. Whoever it is gets out of the way. Something in the sight line. 1-2 on Moss. Pitch home. Fly ball, right field. Coming in is Machado. He makes the catch off the end of the bat for an easy out number one. Mets defense tonight sounds a little different in the outfield, with Antone in left and Machado in right. Morabito patrols his normal spot in center. Hernandez getting catching duties. Hauk at third, Baez at short. Usually those are flip-flop. Mosquera at second, Suero at first. There's a swing and a miss on what looked like a sweeper. Pitch at 86 miles per hour. A mixture of a sweeper and a cut fastball. To Faltini, the nine hitter. That same pitch down and away. No score, one out, bottom three. Faltini awaits the 1-1. Right-handed batter crowding the plate. Ground ball up the middle. That's going to be cut off by Baez. Throws in one motion. Stretched by Suero. He does the splits and gets the out. Very slick from Jesus Baez, who winds up halfway to first base. And in one swooping motion, ball into the mitt and out. And Suero, very athletic, doing the splits at first base to pick that ball. Two outs. Mets defense certainly can make flashy plays on the infield. And two outs. Sanchez back up. He takes a strike. He does not like that call. He was bailing out. No reason to, though. It was in there. Tong. From the windup, fastball right down the pipe for strike two. Sanchez struck out in his first plate appearance. First time through the lineup, Tong did not give up a run, just one hit, four strikeouts, no walks. His normal dominant self to start this 2024 season. 0-2 pitch, struck him out with the fastball. Easy for Jonah Tong. He has struck out Sanchez twice. And he's up to five strikeouts through three scoreless. The pitcher's duel, as expected, moves to the fourth with no score.
Tutto Fresco restaurant and patio grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Adam McDonald back with you from Jackie Robinson Ballpark, historic ballpark in Daytona Beach, Florida. Nice night for a ball game. As Sorenowski throws the first pitch to Ronald Hernandez, who bounces it foul over towards Daytona's dugout. Mets have two hits tonight. Daytona one as Hernandez grounds this ball foul again past third. Well, they counted the Suero ground ball that pulled the first baseman Moss off the bag as a hit. I don't think that should be a hit. I mean, he was ruled safe because the first baseman was off the bag. That should be E3, right? The Mets will take it. No run was scored, so don't have to worry about a pitcher's ERA. Breaking ball. Called third strike. A moment of hesitation for umpire Arredondo. But he does ring up Hernandez. It's the fourth strikeout for Sorenowski. I don't know if these fans showed up to the ballpark today expecting runs. I could have told them at the gates, don't. We have the pitcher's duel. Between two pitchers haven't given up an earned run in three starts this season. A pop-up by Baez in foul ground that's easily caught by Burns, the catcher. And for Sorenowski, it's getting easier. It's had the infield, or the Houck single. There was the Suero so-called single that appeared to be a missed call by the umpire. And since then, Sorenowski's been on point. Here's Suero again. Again, he'll take the hit. No question. First pitch takes the breaking ball at the back foot. Chris has had a good series. He's hit the ball hard. He's got three doubles in two games. Really not a surprise to see that Yuki has had him in the lineup again tonight and moving him up to the cleanup spot. Drove in all four runs in the Mets' 4-0 win on Tuesday. Got another double yesterday. This pitch, better slider for a strike. 1-1. Fastball too low. Two balls and a strike. Not at a walk in this game. Pitchers have mainly worked ahead, establishing first pitch strikes. Two one, that's high and wide. And Tong came in with five walks this year. Sorenowski only three. It's a real treat to call single A games. Pitchers constantly in the zone. 3-1 pitch. And it's going to be inside, ball four. Suero on for the second time. That ends a streak of seven Mets in a row retired and brings up Nick Morabito. It was 0-for-1 at the fielder's choice. Morabito came in hitting 370, by far and away first in the league. The next best is 333. 507 on base, the only hitter in the league over 50%. Suero, big lead. Serwinowski's going to pitch home. Throw by Burns to second as Suero tries to seal. Suero is called out, and the Mets have run themselves out running on the bases for the seventh time in this series. As they tested Burns, and he nabs Suero, and the inning is over. Bat taken out of Morabito's hands. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody stranded. We're halfway through the fourth inning, scoreless in Daytona.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Jonah Tong back to work for the home fourth, trying to match Serwinowski with four scoreless. Ricardo Cabrera's up. He has the only hit and nearly topples over, swinging at a fastball for strike one. So the Mets at the plate. The Mets at the plate this week. They've come up 22 innings. They have made out number three on the bases in seven of the 22 innings this week. That's a third. They are taking the bat out of their hitter's hands basically a third of the time in these games. Now, not every time if they stand pat are they going to score a run, but they've definitely left some opportunities out there. Now, I do not disagree with that last one by Suero. Look, the way this game's going, scoreless, pitcher's duel, it's probably worth the risk to try to get in a scoring position for Morabito. Brown ball up the middle, cut off by Baez, the shortstop. Throw to first, close play, but he's got it. Fans didn't like it. Cabrera was out. And Baez, while he was quick with the release, he did not put a lot of mustard on that throw, and we know he can. If he takes any more off, that's going to be an infield single. Again, you have to switcheroo with Baez at short and Houck at third today. Usually the other way around. But look, Suero, he's got good speed. If he steals second, and he's in scoring position for Morabito, right now the league's best hitter. And Nick gets a single and Suero scores. That could be a big deal. So some of the outs they've made on the bases to end innings this week have been unexplainable. That one you can live with. Ball is fouled straight back by Patelli. Telly's probably got the best hit ball tonight. A drive to straightaway center that was caught over the shoulder by Morabito as momentum took him onto the warning track. Probably about 385 feet. Patelli lashes one right at Baez, who was playing near the second base bag. Throw to first in time. Well, Mets did their advanced scouting well. Baez didn't have to move a foot. He was playing about 5 feet to his right of second base. The old Florida State League with the pie slice out there. fanning out beyond second. And that ball's into center field for a base hit. Never got an explanation why they took that pie slice away this year. Two up, two down. Burns is the batter, and he will ground one foul past third. Oh, and as we see it go down the line, catching my eye is Daytona has a reliever throwing. And Sir Winowski, just 19 years old. The Reds are going to protect him. Appears he's done after four. Burns waits on the 0-1. Curveball skips away. Well, the last two nights for the Mets, Wenninger and Hudepohl, 82 pitches each. So these starters for St. Lucie beginning to get stretched out. Tong, just over 50 pitches. This pitch too high. Changeup, maybe. Just a fastball he dialed down. Two balls and a strike. And it's been rare tonight when a hitter finds himself in a friendly count. Tong's 2-1. Overthrows the fastball. Twirls around on the mound, and it's 3-1. Pitch coming to Burns, and he swings through it for strike two. Fastball about letter high. Full count. Tong with the pitch clock winding down, set the payoff. Struck him out. Same fastball, same spot. Burns goes down swinging. Strikeout number six for Jonah Tong. It's his second 1-2-3 inning in a row. He's retired seven straight, and he has tossed four scoreless. On to the fifth here in Daytona Beach, 0-0.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
I do have the pitching change in the top of the fifth. Onyer Laureano, who pitched game two of the season against the Mets, inning in a third. Perfect with two strikeouts. He takes over from Sierwinowski. Sierwinowski, the 19-year-old lefty, four shutout innings, two hits, a walk, four strikeouts. Looked really good again, up to eight scoreless innings against the Mets this year. Only logged 43 pitches, 31 strikes. Nick Morabito at the plate, 0 for 1. Left there when Suero was caught stealing. First pitch, fastball high and away. Laureano, high spin rate guy, high 90s pitcher. That fastball clocked at 95. Doesn't look like it's going to get any easier for the Mets as this pitch misses away. But, like all hard-throwing pitchers, does have the tendency to walk some batters. It's walk 5, struck out 15 and 8 and a third. So, yeah, high walk, high strikeout. 2-0 pitch, and it's ball 3 high. And he does have a very patient hitter in Morabito here. Nick, 13 walks on the season, tied with Houck for the second most on the team. Strike one comes in on the 3-0. Well, Morabito gets on. two stolen bases on Tuesday, one today. 3-1 pitch, and that one's hit right off the glove of Laureano. Out to second. Throw is good from the second baseman Ascanio, and Morabito's out. The old 1-4-3 put out as Laureano deflected it away from Ascanio, but he slowed it down enough that Ascanio could make up the ground. Off to his left, and Morabito is turned away. Nice job by Laureano to get a piece of that. It was heading up the middle for a hit. Nick drops to 0-2. Machado is up. Again, prone to the strikeout. See if he can get on base here. He takes ball one. Struck out swinging in the second. Always tough to come off the IL for 2 weeks and be dropped right into live game action. These tough pitchers. Fouls this one away to the right. They have no score with one out in the fifth. Who's going to break through, and when are they going to break through? 1-1 outside. You recall when Cerwinowski and Tong matched up at Clover Park on Sunday, April 7th. It was a scoreless game into the seventh inning as they dueled. Machado flies this ball high into left center field. Long run for Faltini, and he can't get there. Bounces over his head. Machado is going to stop at second with the double. Boy, Faltini looked like he had a beat on it the whole way, but the wind is blowing from right to left, and that ball just kept tailing away from him. A last-second reach. He couldn't bring it down, and Fabian Machado has his biggest hit of the young season. A much-needed double. His first extra base hit of the year. And that's the Mets' third hit of the night. How big is that 3-0 comeback from Laureano against Morabito now? Nick certainly rounding the bases and scoring. He got his way on base. Now here's Mercado, and he takes a fastball for a strike. Mets have hit a lot of doubles this week. They hit four yesterday. Hit two on Tuesday. One here tonight. The strike is called. Mercado did not care for it. Laureano, the pitch. Down and in. Ball and a strike. Scoreless game in the fifth inning. Mets with the runner in scoring position. Pitch comes in, and it's a blooper out to short. Caught by Sanchez. Good read by Machado as he scampers back to the base. He was on his way back as that ball was in the air. Did not freeze or hesitate. That's good base running, to know where the infielder is behind you. Because where Sanchez was positioned, not normally where a shortstop is. And a lot of players in this league over the years just blindly run thinking that's in for a hit. So here's Donovan Antone, a chance to sting his former team. The two-out RBI hit to break this scoreless tie. He takes ball one. Chopper foul out towards the third base coach's box. Mets tonight, since the pregame show was off-air due to technical difficulties. Mets wearing their orange jersey tops tonight. They are 1-2 in those jerseys. 1-1 on the road. Machado swings and misses. Fastball at 92. That had some tail on it. And time is called by Antonia, who struck out swinging in the third. One-two count. Laureano looks back to second at Machado. Pitch comes home, and it's called third strike on the outside corner. Inning over. No runs to the Mets. Machado gets the hit. No errors. Machado stranded at second. At the halfway point, still looking for the game's first run. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
They just had the dad bod contest between innings here. So you take some guys... dad bods, and they make them do push-ups and burpees and then strike a pose. Coming a long way from the eat as many chicken fingers as you can as fast as you can contests. They do have a chicken finger contest. They have a small kiddie pool filled with plastic balls, like the ball pit, and they put three plastic chicken fingers in there, and you got to dig them out. That not as fun as stuffing your face with chicken fingers either. Begin the bottom of the fifth. These are about the notable on-field contest here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. E. Smith Pineda, Yerlin Confidon, Johnny Ascanio, the hitters against Jonah Tong this inning. Jonah comes into the inning at 56 pitches, four scoreless. Nobody's scored an earned run against him yet this year. As this pitch is in for a strike. The strangest run I've seen scored all year came against Tong. It was unearned. This pitch is grounded towards first. Suero will scoop it and run it himself to first base. Three unassisted. Pineda's out. That's eight in a row retired. So against Jupiter in Tong's second appearance of the year, he struck out a batter. It was dropped by Perozzo. He threw down to first. Bad throw. Went down the line, and a runner came in to score. So he had a strikeout, drop third strike, error E1. It went out to Tong. Jonah, that's right. Jonah picked it up and threw it errantly to first. It was a weird angle. I think the sun was involved, and a run scored on the play. Very strange. And that's won the game 14-1, so it mattered not. But how often do you see drop third strike E1 on a play? That's the only run allowed by Tong all year. Confidon takes the ball, and it's 2-0. Confidon, he's had the best at-bat of the game against Tong. Came back from 0-2 to work a 3-2 count, hit a scorcher to Mascara, who booted it for an error. Got to second on a wild pitch, but was stranded there. Daytona has really not threatened since, as this ball is fouled back off a press box window. I think there's no holes in these nets protecting the press box. We'd all be in deep trouble. I'm surprised the squirrel hasn't gnawed its way through one of these nets. 2-1 pitch. Right down the pipe for a strike. There is a Jackie Robinson Ballpark squirrel. He's been around the press box for a few years now. And he runs up the side of the netting behind home plate right by the press box. You can see camps out on top of the press box and lives in the stadium seating bowl when everybody leaves. Pitches down and in. I've seen him in the stands when we've arrived and nobody's here, munching on peanut shells. He's made quite a life for himself, that squirrel. 3-2 pitch coming to Confidon. One out in the bottom of the fifth. And it's a hot shot ground ball up the middle for a base hit. Yearling Confidon picks up the second hit of the night for the Tortugas, a one-out single. Again, Daytona's been to the plate 22 times this series, 22 innings. They've only scored in two of the innings. Johnny Ascanio is up, 0-1 with a strikeout. Maybe the Mets can return the favor from yesterday and get a double play. There's a pop-up. Hauk ranging back. This one could be trouble. He's going to give way to Baez, who comes over and makes the catch in fair territory, and Jesus will run it back to the infield. That was a tricky angle for Hauk, the third baseman, straight up over his head. Baez came in at the angle from short. Ball hung up long enough we could get there. So two down as Ascanio's retired. There will be no double play. Jack Moss, the hitter. Mets on offense hitting to four double plays yesterday. Pickoff, though, to first. Dug out by Suero. Confidon safe. Now, as I thought back to yesterday, and the Mets leading by a run with the bases empty, two outs, or one out in the bottom of the ninth, they would have stolen that game if they had won it. As this pitch is grounded foul, because at the plate, in nine innings, they hit into four double plays, including one with the bases loaded. And in two more innings, they ran into the third out on the bases. So to even be in the situation up a run in the ninth was quite remarkable and a testament to how this team can shrug things off. As this pitch is a strike. The Tortugas certainly pulled one out of the fire, and perhaps after the Mets had a couple of ninth inning comebacks this season, already three. They were due to be on the wrong end of one. 0-2 on Moss. With Confidon on first base, he's starting and stopping. Pitch is fouled away left side. Remains nothing in two. Mets have played 17 games this year. Four of the games have ended in the final at-bat. So nearly a quarter of the games Mets have played down to the final play. 0-2, curveball struck him out swinging. Awkward swing for Moss. Strikeout number 7 for Jonah. He's through 5 scoreless. 17 and two-thirds innings this year without an earned run. And he is at 33 strikeouts. Remarkable. On to the 6th, scoreless in Daytona.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are. Good game, low scoring, no scoring, maybe. No scoring was expected. I thought it'd be low scoring, or pitcher's duel. You told me it would be scoreless in the sixth. I would have said, yeah, that sounds about right with the way the pitching matchup lined up for this game. Diego Mosquera leads off, and he rips one down the left field line. That's a foul ball. Ooh, he's a foot away from a leadoff double. So he turned on that fastball from Onyer Laureano out for inning number 2. Sorenowski, 4 scoreless. Laureano, the scoreless fifth. Jonah Tong, 5 shutout innings at 70 pitches. There's nobody throwing in the Mets' bullpen. Tong looks to be coming out for the sixth as this ball nearly hits Diego for ball one. In the last two nights, Budapol, Wenninger, 82 pitches each. Tong right in line with that. As this pitch is outside on the slider. 2-1. Fastball skips in. 3-1. We're about 10 minutes away from the NFL draft starting. Although, what, the first pick will realistically be 8-15? Like, I can tell you how this is going to go. 3-1 pitch is outside for ball four. As you're listening to this broadcast, the draft starts, what, first pick at 8-15? It's going to be Caleb Williams. Next pick is going to be Jane Daniels, the Commanders. Next pick will be Drake May to the Patriots. And now you're looking at 8:45 when the draft really begins at 4. And buckle up and listen to some more St. Lucie Mets baseball. I'll eat my hat if that's not the first three picks. There's a throw down to first on a pitch in the dirt to Hauk. Thrown down not in time by Burns. We do know Burns likes to throw down to bases. Very confident in his arm. So he checks in on Mascara, who is safe. Colin, a single in the ground out. Mets have actually got the leadoff man on 3 times now in 6 innings. They haven't done much with that. Pitch is high for ball 2. Laureano does have some command issues, and the Mets, when they've had their best offensive games, have seemed to wait pitchers out. And they do that here. Fastball right in there for a strike. Hauk, reading the situation, patiently takes it. Pitch is fouled away. Now all these people in the media, all the social media stuff saying, oh, you know, Giants could be moving up into 3 and the Vikings and the Raiders maybe. Yeah, they're just trying to get clicks, folks. They're trying to get clicks. Don't fall for it. It's going to be Williams, Daniels, and May. Everybody take a breath. Pitch coming home, and it swung on and missed. Pulled the string on Hauk, 85 miles per hour. He was way ahead of it. After getting ahead 2-0, Laureano battles back and strikes out Hauk for out number 1 of the inning. The 6th strikeout of the night for the 2 Tortugas pitchers brings up Ronald Hernandez, who's 0-2. 1 on, 1 out, scoreless in the 6th. Mascara's running, pitch is hit into center. Trailing back is Faltine. He's underneath, he's got it. For out number 2, Mascara retreats to 1st. I think that was a hit and run. I think it was more of a selection by Hernandez to kind of ambush Laureano. Just couldn't quite line it up. Mascara got a decent break, but even a good jump, you're not guaranteed to beat a throw from Connor Burns. Mascara takes a good size lead. Jesus Baez at the plate. Pitch home. Baez takes a ball. Mascara stayed put. I understand the desire for Mascara to get in the scoring position with 2 outs and one of the top RBI men in the league at the plate in Baez, although he's cooled recently. Foul tips a pitch. Went 0-5 yesterday. Once led the league in RBI, now has slipped to 3. Ball and a strike. Scara's lead has grown by a couple of steps, not running. Pitches a strike on the outside corner. And it's 1-2. Laureano fiddling with the ball in his right hand next to his thigh, brings it into his mitt. 1-2 pitch, Mascara running, pitch is grounded over the head of the pitcher, out to Ascanio, fields it, throws to first, plenty of time, inning over. It looked like he was rushing, but he was not. He was calm, cool, and collected, and the leadoff walk for the Mets goes nowhere. Mascara never made it off of first base. They've been blanked through six innings. Jonah Tong is already back out on the mound, ready to pitch the home sixth in this scoreless game when we return.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Bottom of the sixth, Jonah Tong back to work, facing Faltini. He meets him with the high fastball, swung through and missed. Jonah, 70 pitches, 50 strikes, 5 scoreless, 2 hits, no walks, 7 punch-outs. Face 17 batters. 0-1 pitch, curveball skips in front of home plate. All's quiet in the Mets' bullpen. Tong trying to get through six and then turn it over to Tresor. One-one, curveball. Too high. That looked good. Probably could have been, should have been a strike right at the top of the zone. One pitch, right down the pipe. Fastball. Faltine apparently not comfortable swinging at that pitch. Faltine, just a second at bat. He grounded out short in the third. 0-for-1. 2-2. Fastball wasted high. Full count. Haven't been many full counts tonight. Top of the lineup looms the third time through the order. 3-2 pitch. Strike 3 on the corner. Just did get it in there. Faltine was ready to toss the bat aside. Was about as close to a strike as the curveball that was called a ball. Tong strikeout number 8. That feels like a big pitch. A leadoff walk in a scoreless game in the middle in the sixth inning. With the top of the lineup set to bat for a third time against Tong, that feels like a swing pitch. Well, here's Sanchez, who takes a curveball for a strike, and now I wonder if we don't start seeing more of the curve. He's used it very sparingly through the first 5 innings. Curveball again, it's low, 1-1. Sanchez has struck out swinging twice. Another tremendous performance by Tong to this point. 1-1 pitch fastball grounded to Bias. He will backhand. Long throw coming. Got him. Wow. He unleashed the beast there. Long throw from the grass, outfield grass, turf. And Suero again with that good stretch, pressed his foot right up against the base. Have to be quick with Sanchez, the leadoff hitter, although he doesn't have great speed for a leadoff guy. Well, Tong, two up, two down. He's retired 12 out of 13. And he throws a fastball too high to Cabrera. One out. Went with a cut at 85. Cutter foul back. 1-1. Cabrera today has one of the two Daytona hits. Second batter Tong faced. Leader into right field. Follow that with the ground out. 1-for-2. This fastball just off the plate at 93. 2 balls and a strike. Tong wanted that one. Did appear to be out. Tong coming set, 2-1. Swung on and missed. Big fastball, 94. And he can throw 95, 96 when he really rears back for it. But he's comfortable living at 90, 91 as well. This could be his last pitch of the night. See if he empties the tank. The 2-2. Fastball, strike three across the letters at 94. And Tong loves it. Boo birds come out as the fans thought it was high. That's a second strikeout of the inning. Jonah Tong, 6 innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, 9 strikeouts. Crazy to say, but almost as expected. Unbelievable. Let's not take him for granted, folks. What a special season he's turning in through the first month. 7th inning, next, no score.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you'll find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New pitcher for Daytona in the 7th, Nestor Laurent. Replaces Onyer Laureano, who tossed 2 scoreless. First pitch from Laurent. Inside, ball 1 to Chris Suero. We're in the 7th, no score. Austin Trester starting to loosen up in the bullpen. Jonah Tong's night likely done. Suero pops one up, foul. Playable for Burns, and he dropped it! He dropped it! He flipped the glove upside down, and he dropped it, and that should be an error. Regardless of the outcome of this at-bat. I mean, Burns won't have an easier one all season. Suero gets a reprieve. He's been on base twice, the only player to reach base 2 times today. And he gets hit. Does he nearly get hit? Close. 2-1. Got the leg out of the way. 2-1 pitch, high for ball three. Sierwinowski, four scoreless. Laurent, two innings, one hit, one walk, two strikeouts. And now Laurent has fallen behind 3-1. Suero waits and takes ball four high. So, after Burns drops an easy out, number one, the Mets make him pay and get Suero on base. Now can they do something with it? And you're getting to the stage in the game where a leadoff walk starts to loom large. Here's Morabito. And he takes the ball inside. Ooh, a strike on the inside corner. And now Burns is out for a visit, so he saw something he did not like. Well, Nestor Laurent, 21 years old from San Felix, Venezuela, international free agent signing in 2019. Pitched against the Mets previously, back in the first series between the teams. Out of the bullpen on a Sunday, got the win with four shutout innings. The 2-0 victory. A check swing, ground ball, nearly hits Suero, falls down, gets up, runs to second. It'll be a base hit for Morabito. Chris Suero trying not to get hit by that ball as it went in front of him, tumbled to the ground, rolled out to the right fielder Pineda. But Chris able to recuperate, get up, run to first, second, and the Mets have first and second, nobody out. Morabito, the top hitter in the league, a check swing single to the opposite field. And because of this artificial surface, that ball probably rolls farther out than it would on grass. So here we go. First and second, seventh inning, no score. Got the part of the lineup up for the Mets that has really scuffled all year. Can they find a way between Machado, Mercado, and Antonia to push across a run? And you got guys like Suero and Morabito have been hot since day one getting on. And here's Machado, doubled last time. Waits on the 1-0 and swings for the downs and misses. Thinking about a bunt, not going to happen. Machado, a strikeout in the second, then the double in the fourth, fifth. That's only extra base hit. This pitch inside nearly hits him in the foot. Big opportunity here for the Mets. By far the best chance for either side in this game. The 2-1 swung on and missed with the change of 83. And it evens the count 2-2. Laurent peers in. Looks back to second and Suero. 2-2 pitch. Strike three right in there. And Machado looks back. Thought it was a ball. That was pretty clearly in the strike zone. And a big out number one for Laurent as he does not allow the runners to advance. And here's Mercado. 0-2 with the strikeout and a lineout. First pitch, he's way out in front of a changeup, which was a foot off the plate. On strike one. Double single strikeout to start this inning for the Mets at the plate. A steal by Suero going to third, the throw to get him. He's out. Yukari De La Cruz is going to argue this with Cameron Jones. Suero thought he was safe. The throw looked to be there in time. Suero's asking, can we get another call from the other umpire? Argument's already over. Suero caught stealing for the second time tonight. Look, I've said it once, I'll say it a million times. If the throw is there, 90% of the time the umpire is going to call him out, whether he swim moves away or not. So two down, Morabito up to second on the play. It's 0-2 on Mercado. and he takes a high pitch for ball one. Well, that once Machado struck out, you got the feeling that the Mets were going to try to get Suero to third base with one out, and they just couldn't do it. Another out on the bases. A 1-2 and a strikeout. Late on the fastball. So, two strikeouts and a caught stealing after the Mets have first and second no outs. That's a golden opportunity in a game like this. Mets can't cash it in. Stretch time at the Jack. No score.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New pitcher on the mound. It's a shame the Mets couldn't get a run there and line up Jonah Tong for a potential win. They'll settle for a no decision, but Jonah, six innings, two hits, no runs, no walks, nine strikeouts, 84 pitches, 58 strikes, another awesome outing. Now Tresor, who pitched in front of Tong on Friday, is delivering strike one to Dominic Battelli. And Tresor, right into the fire. Scoreless game, bottom seven. No pitcher has blinked yet. Thought we were getting close there for a minute. As Tresor gets a fastball fouled back by Battelli, who's 0 for 2. Cerenowski scoreless. Laurent scoreless. Or Loreno scoreless. Laurent managed to get through that seventh inning. Tong got through his sixth. Tresor, the fifth pitcher used in this game. 0-2. Fastball a little low. Well, Tresor, he came into a scoreless game against Daytona on a Sunday. Gave up a couple of runs. The walks hurt him, and the Mets lost 2-0 that afternoon to the Tortugas. As this ball is swung on and missed in the dirt, Hernandez has to throw to first and does, and Patelli, running all the way hard, is out by a couple of steps. So Tresor begins his night with a strikeout swinging. He's 22 from Jefferson City, Missouri. Mets fourth round compensatory pick last year out of the University of Missouri, Mizzou Tiger. Game number four, number three out of the bullpen. Again, he and Tong are the pitchers tied at the hip, this duo. 17 strikeouts in 12 innings now. Count that strikeout of Patelli. First pitch to Burns is low. Burns, two strikeouts against Tong. Takes this pitch outside. Tresor, last outing against Tampa, 4 2/3, two hits, one run, a walk, and eight strikeouts. Previous against Jupiter, four shutout innings, so he's on a good run. Gets this fastball by Burns. Again, his first game of the season against the Tortugas. Three hits, one earned run. That the three walks put him in a tough spot. But overall, a 1.54 ERA. 1-1 to Burns. And he grounds this one sharply to Mosquera, who stabs it. Throws plenty of time. Burns is out. And once again, the Mets advanced scouting report did them well as Mosquera was playing up near second base. Didn't have to move a foot. Ball was right at it. All that unoccupied space between he and Suero. Burns couldn't find it. Two up, two down, and Eastmith Pineda's up. He's 0 for 2. Breaking ball low. Pitch. Missed outside. Two balls, no strikes. Pineda tonight a strikeout and a ground out to first. Two outs, nobody on in the bottom of the seventh. No score. Mets about hit Daytona 4-2. One error for the Mets, none for Daytona. Well, I think they should be saddled with two myself. Why not? Two balls and a strike as the fastball gets over. Tresher with the pitch. Right there at the knees, a fastball for a strike. Evens the count 2-2. And Pineda will use his timeout. Meander around outside the batter's box before stepping right back in. Tresser coming set. The pitch. Ground ball to Mosquera again. Fields it. Takes his time. Gets it away. Inning over. Easy does it for Austin Tresser. Entering this scoreless game in the seventh. Turns in a 1-2-3 breezy seventh inning. Off to the eighth, still looking for that first run tonight between the Mets and the Tortugas.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Now that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Eighth inning, can the Mets break through? They took the lead in the eighth inning yesterday when the game was tied. Ground ball deep to third. Stabbed by Patelli. Here comes the throw to get Antonia. It's right there for Jack Moss. One pitch, one out for Nesta Laron. Now, right now in this game, the biggest moment came in the seventh. Mets had first and second, no outs. Strikeout, caught stealing, strikeout. So the good opportunity goes by the wayside. You get the feeling that one run might do it. Although a one-run lead in the ninth, you never know. Didn't quite hold up last night. Hasn't held up against the Mets very often either. Here's Mosquera, 0-for-1 with a walk and a ground out. And he fouls one off to the right. Heads up in the Mets' bullpen. They scatter. By the way, the Mets' bullpen down there, they are right up against the wall, the Budweiser bullpen bar. It's jamming down there. And they are hearing some things that, well, they've never heard before. They're going to have stories to tell for years with the things going on down there. And the Latin guys who don't know a lot of English, well, they might be better off for it tonight, because it can be rough. A nasty chant earlier coming from that part of the stadium. Here's a ground ball deep to third, but it's foul. And Mosquera goes back. Still waiting on that first pick of the NFL draft. Still waiting on this first run. What comes first? Do we get through the fourth pick first, or do we get a run first? Draft starts at 4. Mascara waiting on the 1-2. Here it comes. He takes it low in the dirt. Good eye on the breaking ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. It might take a home run to win this game. The way the pitching is, I don't know if anybody's going to put together a lot of hits. This ball is tapped out of the reach of the pitcher, Laurent, but out to Escaña, who makes the play to retire Mascara. Not much Johnny Escaño doesn't get to at second base. 2 up, 2 down. 4 straight retired by Laurent. I think Daytona's played a scoreless game through 10 innings this year. It was last week in Bradenton. Mets haven't done that. As Colin Houck comes up. Of course, if you're playing the home run game, that's not going to favor the Mets. They've only hit 3 all year. Daytona has hit 2 in this series. As Houck takes the pitch away. Meanwhile, Daytona's hit 17 home runs. Wow. And in a favorable ballpark. Wind is actually blowing out tonight. I think that'd be helpful. Houck takes this ball skipping to the backstop. 2-1. Thought yesterday Perozzo might have hit a home run right off the bat in the 8th inning. Settled for an RBI double instead of a 3-run homer. One pitch, a strike. Talking to Mets hitting coach Alejandro Diaz before the game, he had the advanced numbers on that ball, just not enough backspin to carry up and out. If that ball had gotten out of the park, that's probably win that game running away. 2-2 on Houck. Laurent's pitch is sliced foul. Houck a single to lead off the game. Mets have led off each game with a base hit. They have not scored that runner. Daytona's managed to work their way around it. 2-2 again. And time called. Pitch clock violation on the run. It will go to 3-2. Houck will take it. Got a good eye. Showing a great ability to draw a walk. That only helps the cause. The 3-2 pitch. Grounded foul. He spoiled another. It was in the zone. Hernandez next. No score. 2 outs. Top of the 8th. Laurent gets the pitch away with 1 second left, and it skips in for ball 4. So Houck draws a 2-out walk. See if the Mets can do something with that. That is the 4th walk drawn by the Mets tonight. They have not cashed any in. Inning continues for the catcher, Ronald Hernandez. He's 0-for-3. Maybe he can rip one down the first base line. Bring Houck around. Laurent from the stretch. Ground ball sharply out to second. Oh, right through Escaño's leg. He picks it up, throws to first, and gets the out. And the inning's over. Boy, Escaño right through his legs, but he got enough of it to slow it down. Turned around, picked it up, and gets the out. No harm for Laurent after the 2-out walk. No runs, no hits. No errors, 1 stranded. Mets have stranded 1 runner in each of the past 4 innings. Tresser back to work in the home 8th of this scoreless game when we return on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Tutto Fresco restaurant and patio grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Between Tong and Tresor, eight straight Tortugas have been retired. Can Tresor keep it going? The margin for error is nil. Pitched a 1-2-3 seventh inning on just 13 pitches. He'll face Confidant, who's had the best bats tonight for the Tortugas. And he hits one into center field. That's going to fall in for a hit. And the first pitch single for Yerlin Confidant. He's 2-for-3, reaching base for the third time. Daytona only has three hits as a team. So he's aboard as the go-ahead run. Now the bottom of the order, 7-8-9 coming up, combined 0-for-6 with three strikeouts. Tressor will try to keep those guys down again. Scania 0-for-2, nice game defensively, takes this pitch outside. Ball one. Tresor's pitch swung on and missed on a high fastball. Runners in scoring position tonight. Mets 0-for-6. Daytona 0-for-1. They've only left two on base. That's how dominant Tong and Tresor have been through the first seven innings. Pickoff play, Confidant back safe. One outside, good catch by Hernandez. That ball was snow coned. Saves a wild pitch. Two balls and a strike on Ascanio. Swing and a miss. The high fastball. Swings are ugly. Tui's had this at bat. Helmet almost flying off. Two balls, two strikes. Confidant. Sizable lead. He's a tall guy, long legs. He's got a little lean to him. Not running. 2-2 pitches poked foul off to the left. Crowd has been loud. They've been into the game. They've stuck around. 2-2. Check swing, foul. We've only been playing for 1 hour and 50 minutes, exactly. Things move right along without any runs, dominated by the pitching. Swung on and missed. That was above Ascanio's head. Tresor and the Mets will take it. High strikeout. 11th strikeout of the night between Tong and Tresser. They're doing it again. There's Jack Moss, 0 for 2. Confidant, does he try to steal now? Not running. Pitches over for a strike. In case you're wondering, Confidant this season, one stolen base, one attempt. No one pitch, too high. Hernandez, the Mets catcher, has already thrown out a base stealer tonight back in the first inning. It's not been tested since, but not been many opportunities. Had to go back to the second inning the last time Daytona put a runner on second. Here's the ball fouled away. It's one and two. That second inning with two outs, there's an error on Mosquera and then a wild pitch on Tong. Pitch comes home and it's fouled away. One on, one out. Bottom eight. 1-2 pitch coming to Moss. But first, a pickoff throw. Confidant sprawls back in safely. Lead's getting bigger for Confidant. Pitch clock down to three. Another throw over. Safe again, and that's going to be it for Tresser on the pickoff throws. Another one's a balk. So Confidant's lead grows by a step. 1-2 pitch. Struck him out on a high fastball. Boy, Ascanio and Moss must not be seeing that pitch well because they have way gone out of their range. Two down, and it's 14 to 9 hitter. Three strikeouts for Tresser, an inning and two thirds. Trying to work around that leadoff walk, send this game to the ninth without a run. And a balk has been called. And Tresser kind of spun around on the mound. That was pointed out by both umpires immediately. That puts the go-ahead run into scoring position. And Jordan Kraus is going to give Tresser a breather. He's coming out for a visit. And it's not Faltine. We've had a pinch hit situation. Ariel Almonte, a more dangerous hitter who's been around the block here in Daytona, going to be at the plate. He had a home run yesterday. And so this visit by Kraus, maybe not just to give Tresser a reset after the balk, but also maybe to discuss how to deal with Almonte. So Daytona gets a runner in a scoring position for the first time since the second inning. Monte hitting just 204 on the year, but the power threat with four home runs. First pitch to him is a strike. Recall last night the pinch hit situation worked out amazingly for Julio Murillo, the Daytona manager. Pitch home, right in there for a strike. Nothing in two. Tresser set. The 0-2. Skips into the dirt. Good block by Hernandez. Call yesterday that Connor Burns called off the bench in the ninth inning. Fell behind 0-2. Only to work that tremendous walk. Tresser set. A 1-2. And it's rocketed into right field. Machado running back. This ball is gone. It's a home run for Ariel Amonte. A pinch-hit home run on a two-strike count with two outs. And just like that, Daytona has a 2-0 lead and is three outs away from a victory. What a move again by Murillo, the manager. Second straight night, the pinch hitter does his magic. A laser home run out to right field. 398 feet, 112 off the bat. Fifth home run by Almonte to lead all Florida State Leaguers. Back to the top, and Sanchez. What a stunner here. And I told you it might be a home run that does it. Tresser's 1-0, swung on and missed. It'll be Baez, Suero, and Morabito for the Mets in the top of the ninth, trying to rally from this stunning development. There's a fly ball into left, and that will be flagged down by Antonio, inning over. But damage done. The pinch hitter, Almonte, two-run homer on a two-strike pitch with two outs in the eighth. We've found some offense tonight, and it comes from the home team. 2-0, end of eight.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Now, one thing to note, after the balk by Tresser, which sent Confidon to second base, first base was open. And the Mets decided to pitch to Almonte. Looked like the right decision initially, getting ahead 1-2. But just such a threat right now. No, he's not. Got a high average, but he's one of the top power threats in the league. The Mets pitched to him. It didn't work. And you walk him, and it's first and second, and then you could be looking at a couple runs. And here we go on the top of the ninth. Laurent on. Baez pops up in foul territory and is retired. And the crowd is into it. They're all jazzed up after that home run. Well, Daytona offense doing next to nothing. Mets haven't done anything either offensively, but they've had the better chances, no doubt. But it's the home run ball. Daytona's hit 18 home runs this year. The Mets just three. The home run ball can make up for a lot of inefficiencies on the offensive side. And Suero stands in and takes a strike. And Suero and Morabito, Mets running out of opportunities here. And the Mets have drawn some walks, but not paying, making the Tortugas pay the price with the big hits. And Suero pulls this one foul. Mets have hit some balls hard, but they just don't leave the yard this year. Modern baseball, you just got to be able to hit home runs. You just have to do it. Daytona's got three in the series. Check swing. on appeal didn't go. Mets have only given up two home runs entering this series. Three in the past two nights. 1-2 pitch, and it's dribbled back to the mound. Oh, it's missed, and the bare hand play no good by Sanchez. Well, Laurent couldn't get a glove on it as it bounced on by. Do or die for Sanchez with the bare hand. And for all the offensive consternation tonight for the Mets, Chris Suero on base 4-4 times. And they have a chance. They have a chance with Morabito at the plate. 1-3 tonight. Top hitter in the league at the moment. Time called. He pitch clock violation on the run. His second one. Well, Morabito has a game-tying home run in the ninth against Daytona this year. With one out. Here we are again. Morabito yanks one foul. A scatter in Daytona's dugout. Ball and a strike. Laurent's pitch. Sawed off foul for strike two. Mets now out hitting Daytona 5-4. Mets entering last night 5-0 when out hitting their opponent. Out hitting the Tortugas yesterday, lost. Out hitting them tonight. Looking for runs in the ninth to avoid a second loss. Ground ball to the hole. Backhanded stop by Sanchez. Throws to second for one. The ball comes out on the exchange. Morabito safe at first. No throw by Ascanio. And we're never going to turn two on Morabito. And Nick couldn't quite sneak it by the shortstop Sanchez. Makes a nice backhanded play to get the force out of Suero. Fielder's choice 6-4, and now the Mets are down to their last out. It'll be Fabian Machado, who's 1-2, 1-3 with the double, and two strikeouts. First pitch, a ball. One-oh pitch, swung on and missed. It was down and in. Ball and a strike. Two outs in the ninth. Mets trailing by two. Pitch home. In the dirt. Good take. Hitters count, 2-1. Breaking ball swung on a miss. Good slider by Laurent. And now the Tortugas are a strike away. Daytona coming in, hitting 201 as a team. Trying to make a two-run home run stand up. The 2-2 pitch, and Machado strikes out swinging for the third time tonight, and that'll do it. The Tortugas use three pitchers for a nine-inning shutout, and they use Ariel Amonte off the bench for a two-run homer. And that's enough, as the Mets waste a good start by Tong. Six innings, no walks, no runs, nine strikeouts for Jonah, no win for the Mets. That stings. Whenever you see Tong and Tresser's name, you hope the Mets can get a win and get some offense tonight. Didn't happen. Daytona, the light show flashing in their new LEDs here at the Jack. Forming a happy high five line between the mound and home plate as they've won two games the last two nights. Very winnable games for the Mets, but it's the Tortugas making the plays at the very end to win again. They go up 2-1 in the series. Winning pitcher is Laurent, three shutout. To finish, losing pitcher Austin Tresser after the two-run home run allowed. Tortugas will move to 10-8 on the season. The Mets will drop to 8 and 10. We'll step aside, come back with the post-game show to wrap up Daytona's 2-0 victory over the Mets.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at StLucyMets.com. What a win for the fam.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, Florida. Happy crowd filing out tonight as Daytona wins 2-0. Extremely well-pitched game. One pitch, one swing was the difference. As we look at the scoring summary, it shan't take long. With two outs and two strikes, Ariel Amonte, the pinch hitter, wallops a 400-foot home run to right field off of Austin Tresser. It was out in the blink of an eye. Fabian Machado in right field could just turn and watch. So Amonte, cold off the bench in the eighth inning, hits a two-run blast, his fifth of the season. He's got five on the year. The Mets have three as a team. Well, the home runs made a difference yesterday. They made a difference here tonight. Daytona's got three in the series. The Mets have none. And on a night where we thought that maybe as the game went on that it was going to take something like that, one swing, as good as the pitching was, it started to favor Daytona. And the Tortugas, they have the power, and they now have the victory. Look at the Mets' chances in this ball game to score. Few and far between. You got Houck led off the game with a single. Third straight game, the Mets lead off the game with a base hit and do not score in the first inning. You got an infield hit from Suero to start the second, and three straight outs. He had a walk in the fourth inning with two outs, went nowhere. Machado's one-out double in the fifth. He never left second base. The big chance for the Mets came in the first and the seventh inning. First and second, no outs. But Machado struck out looking. Suero tried to gamble and go to third base. He was caught stealing for out number two. Mercado then struck out swinging. Just like that, a first and second situation fizzled. Mets got a two-out walk in the eighth. They had an infield single with one out in the ninth. Those don't constitute great chances. They really needed, as they call in baseball, a bloop and a blast, which is essentially what Daytona got in the eighth inning. Confidon, the strong single to lead off the inning, but then Ascanio and Moss strike out swinging on pitches above their helmets. But then Ariel Amonte with the two-run homer. So that's two games in a row now that Julio Murillo, the manager for Daytona, goes to the bench late. Yesterday it was Burns in the ninth with one out, works a 12-pitch at-bat and a walk. And tonight it's Amonte with a two-strike, two-run homer. Folks, it's hard to hit in baseball, but to pinch hit in the eighth and ninth innings at the single-A level and to get those kind of results, that's extraordinary for the Tortugas. It just doesn't happen at this level. You barely ever get pinch hitters, and then to do what they've done. I mean, look, Lenny Harris is a Daytona extra coach. He's a longtime MLB player. He played for the New York Mets. He helps run Mets Fantasy Camp in November. I've gotten to know him well over the years. Lenny is the all-time major league leader in pinch hits. So maybe he's bestowing some of that confidence, some of that magic, some of that wisdom to these Daytona hitters on how to approach pinch hit at bats. So they got the best pinch hitter ever on their coaching staff, and it's translated to Daytona's success the last two nights in their victories. As we move to the box score, looking at the line score, no runs, five hits, one error for the Mets. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Daytona. Colin Houck got a hit and a walk tonight, on base two more times. Suero, 2-for-2 with two walks, on base 4-to-4 times. The other hits from Morabito and from Machado, his first double. For Daytona, Confidant went 2-for-3. Cabrera had a hit, and Almonte had the fourth and final hit, the home run. Pitchers in the game, it was once again a two-pitcher effort for the Mets with the Tong and Tresor piggyback. They did it in a win on Friday, allowing just one run. Today they do it in a loss, allowing two runs. Six innings, two hits, no runs, no walks, nine strikeouts for Tong. It's a remarkable start for Jonah, one of the best starts I've ever seen for a St. Louis Mets pitcher to begin a season. He's logged 18 and two-thirds innings this year. Seven hits, one run, no earned runs, five walks, and 36 strikeouts. It's almost two strikeouts per inning. And Tresor, tough break there. Two innings, two hits, two runs, both earned. No walks and three strikeouts. He had allowed two runs all season and two on one swing tonight. His record now 1-2. For Daytona, Sir Winowski, four shutout with the walk and four punchies. Laureano, two innings, shutout, a walk and two punchies. Laurent, 3-0 in four games. Three innings, two hits, no runs, two walks, and three strikeouts. Ball game played in 2 hours and 4 minutes. It's our fastest game of the year. As you'd expect, scoreless with two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Don't have to play the bottom of the ninth. Attendance, 1,705 baseball-loving souls on a thirsty Thursday at the Jack. Now we shift the attention to tomorrow. It's going to be Zach Thornton on the mound. Candido Cuevas was the scheduled starter, but he has landed on the 7-day IL. That move made today retroactive to Tuesday. So Thornton, who's been a touch and go this season, will look to shut down a Tortugas lineup. The Mets have done a nice job of shutting down. Look, Daytona's batted in 26 innings in this series. They have scored in three of those innings. They have won two of the three games. So the margin for error is slim, but Thornton will try to keep the good pitching going for the Mets. Airtime tomorrow will be at 6:25. First pitch at 6:35. The Mets will be looking to get to 9 and 10 and dropping Daytona to 10 and 9. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Daytona, Tortugas 2, Mets nothing. I'm Adam McDonald for thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Thursday night. We hope all of you out there listening in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.